Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Morena Latia, come in.
Morena.
How's it going?
It's good. I was sitting outside, but then the neighbour decided to put on his lawnmower. So I'm back inside. I was trying to do this. I was trying to do like an outside Viewmaster, but
yes.
Not today.
Oh, you should have like yelled over the fence. Hey, I'm trying to talk to someone on the radio here. I'm on the bloody phone.
Next time.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay, what are we chatting about this morning for Viewmaster?
So I got a screener for a new BBC One TV series called The Listeners, and it stars Rebecca Hall, who she's like an incredible actor. She directed this amazing film called Passing a few years ago, which people should definitely check out. But she's like an incredible, like, I think, psychological drama thriller actor. Just her range is amazing. So she's the lead in this show, which I would describe as sort of it's a drama. In some ways it could be considered like a grounded sci-fi. It's very, it doesn't kind of get into spaceships and aliens and become very over the top. It's very subtle, and quite unnerving. But it's about, she plays a school teacher, lives a kind of perfectly normal life with her family. And then one day she hears this strange hum in her ear. And it really starts to take over her life, and she can't figure out what it is. Like, it's not a neurological disorder. It's not something that she's hearing, or it is something that she's hearing in the outside world, but she seems to be the only one that can hear it. And her family are kind of like, what are we supposed to do? But then it happens that one of her students, Kyle, in her class can also hear it. And then as she, I guess, goes to explore where the hum comes from and other people that can hear it, she starts to go on this great unraveling into herself. That it gets quite sinister in some ways. It gets quite dark, but it's incredibly mysterious. Like, you're never quite sure exactly what's going on, or it doesn't give very easy or clear answers. And it's directed by Janixa Bravo, who did a really cool film a few years ago called Zola. She's a fantastic indie director, it's really strong artistic sensibilities in her work. So this TV show is incredibly cinematic. Like, in some ways I feel like, would this have just, because it's only four 40-minute episodes, I'm like, would this have been a better movie potentially? But I think it's a really cool, yeah, it's a very cinematic TV show. Like, there's sort of shots and choices in there that I'm like, wow, I haven't really seen someone try to do that in TV for a really, really long time.
So is it slightly more on the dark end of television, would you say?
It is. It definitely is like a thriller. It's a very slow burn thriller and a mystery. It doesn't hold your hand. It doesn't give easy answers. It is quite surreal, like, especially from episode two. There's some sequences in there which are dreamlike, but or very surreal, but they're not heightened in a very exaggerated way, but it's very unsettling. I'm trying to think if there's, like, I can't actually off the top of my head. Well, maybe something a little bit like Severance is kind of, maybe, like, tonally, stylistically, it's sort of not quite a perfect fit, but it's kind of in that orbit. And it's definitely, I'd say, on the slow burn, or it's not something, you've got to, like, pay attention and figure out what's kind of happening, and it's all predominantly told through Rebecca Hall, Claire, her character's point of view, which I think maybe it could have benefited from maybe diverging into sort of the perspectives of the other characters, because she really has, I mean, she's an incredible actor and she really holds it together, but in some ways it does feel a little bit too singular. But it's an interesting show, and I'm only up to, I've just finished episode 3, so I've got one more to go, and I hopefully there'll be kind of a reveal about what this all is.
Is there much background on the humming noise? Because it is a bit of a phenomenon that people do experience, right? That it's kind of a thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that it does explain it, but it also doesn't, and then this isn't really a spoiler, but she finds other people that can hear it in these different theories. But what my interpretation of it is that it's sort of getting into this metaphor or allegory for like conspiracy theory, and how that can kind of unravel a person and their family unit and their like social unit. Also because there's the obvious thing is that another student in her class hears it and she sort of connects with them outside of school, and that is going to obviously wind her up in, you know, a very sticky situation.
Yes.
So, but there's also some things there with her relationship with her student that it, like, the show hints at, but it doesn't quite answer, which I think is kind of interesting what it's doing and a little bit like, oh, provocative. So yeah, I think, I'm not sure when I feel like it will probably come to TVNZ, or maybe it'll be a Neon kind of show. It's kind of that slightly art house, you know, limited series thing. So I suspect it would become to one of those channels. I wouldn't Google it, because it's probably got a lot of spoilers, because it is based on a book and you can read it up. So it's kind of something good to go into
a cold
blind.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see when it comes out how local audiences potentially respond to it. But I'm just really enjoying like the cinematography and the creative direction of it. I think is really, really sharp, and the quality is beautiful.
Okay, fantastic. All right, I'm very curious. The listeners, TV series out of the BBC, and just watch this space, and it might get a bit of a local release. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, and also just check out movies with Rebecca Hall, like that she's done over the past like 5 years, like especially her like thriller horror one she did with Tim Roth called Resurrection. It's like a very disturbing movie, but she's an incredible actor. I highly recommend her in anything.
Excellent. Hey, thank you very much, Latia. We'll look forward to speaking next week.
Oh, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.